Chapter 1. October 1823. 12 years later. London. Miranda Clifford halted in the deep shadows cast by a stand of trees, and watched her younger brother, Roderick, stride across a manicured lawn toward a massive mansion glowing pearly white in the moonlight. About her, stretching away to either side, the thick bushes and mature trees of established gardens enfolded the house in a lush embrace. The breeze was a mere whisper, a soughing sigh stirring the tiny tendrils of hair that had come loose from her chignon to drift over her nape. Silent and still, her gaze fixed on Roderick, she watched as he reached a shallow terrace and without hesitation strode up the three steps and went straight to a glass-paned door. Opening the door, Roderick stepped inside, closing the door behind him. "Damn and blast!" Miranda stared at the door. This was far worse than she'd thought. She'd first realized Roderick was secretly slipping out of the house at night 3 weeks ago. She told herself that unannounced and unmentioned nighttime excursions were only to be expected in a 23-year-old gentleman, but she'd spent the last 23 years protecting Roderick. Denying such long ingrained instincts was difficult. Sufficiently so that she'd made a pact with herself. She would follow him one night, just far enough to assure herself that wherever he was going, whatever he was doing, he wasn't putting himself at risk in any way. It wasn't that she didn't trust him. Her plan was purely to reassure herself. She would learn just enough to appease her instinctive anxiety. Then she'd go home, and Roderick would never know. 10 minutes ago, she'd followed him down the darkened stairs.